Poker pro admits to scandalous illegal bookmaking scheme. A poker professional from Long Beach, California, has confessed to charges related to money laundering and operating an illegal bookmaker. Damien LaForbes has signed an agreement to plead guilty to operating an illegal bookie and money laundering in both Las Vegas and California. According to available information, LaForbes is accused of running an unauthorized sportsbook from January 2021 until December 2023. His operations extended beyond Clark County, Nevada, as he allegedly accepted bets in Orange County and Los Angeles County, California. LaForbes's illegal gambling network appears to have been highly sophisticated, with him hiring agents to recruit new gamblers. These agents were then paid with a percentage of the losses incurred by the clients they brought in. Casinos hosts thought to be involved. There are suspicions that LaForbes worked with casino hosts who took on roles as agents. Payments related to the scheme were funneled through a shell company called DJL, with transactions carried out using cash, cryptocurrency, and various online casino payment methods such as PayPal. On LinkedIn, LaForbes lists himself as the president of DJL. In addition to using cryptocurrencies and payment services, Aland Casino also played a major part in LaForbes's operation. A Las Vegas-based casino, referred to only as Casino A in court documents, appears to have been central to the operation. A vast amount of money was wagered through Casino A, with court documents revealing that LaForbes is suspected of placing over $148 million in bets through the casino. Between October 2021 and December 2023, LaForbes reportedly cashed at least 17 personal checks at Casino A, totaling more than $9 million. One of these checks, dated April 2023, was for the amount of $1 million. Resorts World comes under scrutiny. Resorts World Las Vegas might be the casino mentioned in the court documents, as LaForbes is known to be a frequent player there. While LaForbes is facing his own legal battles, Resorts World is also under scrutiny. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has recently criticized the casino for allowing individuals suspected of illegal gambling activities to play on its premises. Among those individuals was Matthew Bowyer, another illegal bookmaker who accepted bets from Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ippe Mizuhara. As a result of his guilty plea, LaForbes may be facing a severe punishment. If convicted, he could be sentenced to up to 15 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $500,000.